Tom Kirkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast today, increasing cloudiness as we get along. We'll have a high of about 48 degrees. For Thanksgiving, be prepared for it to be rainy. In Kenosha right now, it's 38 degrees, 32 in Burlington, Milwaukee 39, 41 in Racine. A two-vehicle accident last night at Highway 50 and 57th Avenue in Kenosha, resulting in three injuries, according to police. The initial reports had the driver of an eastbound pickup truck attempting to turn north onto 57th Avenue in front of a car that was heading west. Truck operator was taken to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life from a landing zone set up at Forest Park Elementary School. The driver of the car and a passenger went to local hospitals with fire department paramedics. A ladder truck was utilized at the scene by police investigators to get a visual image of that crash site. A Racine police officer slightly hurt in pursuit of a shoplifting suspect said to have been from the Target store on Durand Avenue last night. Initial information had two suspects involved, but no other details available, including the extent of the injury to that officer. A man from Rochester, New York, is charged in Racine County with trying to buy cell phones and cell phone service using another customer's name, just like he allegedly did in Illinois months ago.
34-year-old O'Brien Robinson is accused of trying to purchase the additional service at the Verizon store in Mount Pleasant last March. However, according to court documents, the store had received an alert from one in Milwaukee about a similar attempt. That alert included a picture, and employees were able to get a license number off the suspect's car before he drove away. The car was a rental, but investigators were able to link the vehicle to Robinson. He was arrested in Illinois after a similar attempt in Schaumburg in April. Robinson has been charged in Racine County Court with felony personal identity theft and attempted felony theft. He faces similar charges in Milwaukee County. A preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for December 3rd. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A Waterford woman facing her fifth operating while intoxicated charge allegedly showed up for work impaired and driving home. 50-year-old Andrea Phillips arrested at her house on Monday. Her employer reported that she appeared intoxicated when she showed up to work. Court documents had the manager of the Pick and Save in Waterford following her to her vehicle, then trying to stop her, but she drove off anyway. Deputies discovered her at home, also believing that she was impaired, took her into custody. Obstructing disorderly conduct charges also filed against her. She allegedly became a little uncooperative during the arrest procedure. She'll be back in court next month. Caledonia's Plan Commission unanimously supports a site review plan for a We Energies air monitoring station in the 4500 block of 7 Mile Road in response to concerns about health problems alleged by some of the residents living near the Oak Creek Power Plant. Zoning Administrator Jarman Zuda said that a 24-by-32-foot concrete pad for the station is going to be built and surrounded by a chain-link fence. That'll be set up on utility-owned land where 7 Mile dead ends at the railroad tracks.
Within the fence, a trailer will be installed. The size of the trailer is 8 feet by 16 feet. In addition, a 33-foot-tall mast will be installed. The site has been located so as to conform to the minimum 50-foot setbacks from the railroad right-of-way.
Linda Soderman with We Energy said that this will be a 24/7 electronic monitoring with data retrieval every 1 or 2 weeks and plans to install it by year's end. The recommendation will be going to the Caledonia Board. Customers who use their debit and credit cards for hotel reservations as well as any on-site purchases at the Wilderness Resorts in the Dells between March 9th and June 8th of this year may have had your information stolen by hackers. Wilderness Resort discovering the data breach, which affected on-site purchases at its food and beverage outlets, attractions, and retail locations, not affected, though, online gift card purchases or off-site food, beverage, and service purchases. An online retailer, Amazon, reportedly reset passwords yesterday over fears of a possible security leak, noting it's time that you maybe get a new one. Tech Times has Amazon sending out an email to some of its users saying there's no reason to believe their information had been accessed by third parties, but it is resetting the passwords simply out of an abundance of caution. The email adds that Amazon recently discovered some passwords may have been improperly stored or sent to Amazon in a way that could expose them to a third party. The company has not officially put out a statement, though, regarding the password reset. City Council in Kenosha passes the 2016 budget last night. It sets in motion a long-term plan to also improve the fire department's emergency medical services. $77 million spending blueprint includes the addition of 3 new firefighters to increase the number of days that the department will have an additional rescue squad in service. The idea to hire an equal number of new firefighters in each of the following 3 years, making it possible to staff that fifth squad on a full-time basis. Alderman David Bogdala also renewed his call for a $117,000 budget offset to help pay for the additional staffing.
Seems we never have a problem finding money when we really want to, but when we need to help pay the bill that the taxpayers are going to get, all of a sudden we can't find the money.
Capital budget was approved on a separate vote of 15-1. The cobblestone condominium project across from Farm and Fleet on Highway 11 in the village of Sturtevant was originally envisioned for mixed use, including single-family homes and retail space. But only a few condos were constructed before the economic downturn, leading Racine County to start foreclosure proceedings, and now it could factor into future village development efforts. Sturtevant Administrator Mary Cole telling trustees last night that while back taxes on the buildings have been paid, court proceedings to take the vacant land could begin early next year, and she recommended the village let county officials know they would like to have the property.
It's a prime part of our redevelopment of the future, and she understood that, and the next step is they have to appraise those properties. And then what happens after that is then they either sell them or they can donate them to the municipality.
Trustee Chris Wright said having the site could be a big part of the proposed Highway 11 redevelopment project currently under discussion. Well, after months of what seemed like it was harmony on the Kenosha Unified School Board, that facade showing some cracks at last night's meeting, a couple of issues, additional compensation for the district's teachers, and credit for participating in sports appear to have crept into the deep rifts that's apparently developing. Board member Gary Kunich called out Kyle Flood for his rants in his word on Facebook about teacher compensation and quotes to the media calling the discussion on the PE credit a dog and pony show.
They need to ask why you were trying to create this controversy on Facebook and why you were trying to force this through. For the rest of us, we simply did not want to make a decision without looking at all of the options and looking at all the alternatives and hearing from people. That is solely the only reason why.
As for Flood, he admitted trying to create a controversy, said it's because the truth is not being told about the credit or teacher compensation.
It's because Tamara Coleman lied. It's because the administration lied. There were lies told about what we were doing with those unallocated funds. And here's what happened. I wasn't at the executive session where we discussed that. I was, however, at the standing committee meeting, and I heard the presentation on PE stuff, so you're lying about that.
Board President Tamara Coleman lamented that the board has been working hard for 2 years to build collaboration and trust, and she said it's gone. A special meeting on using unallocated funds in the district's budget for teacher compensation will be coming up December 1st. A discussion about the PE credit last night led to no conclusions. It was not listed on the agenda for action. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. You can get our newscast in podcast form any time of the day. Just go to the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.